Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Evan, how have things gotten so bad for the Cubs?
Oof, how much time do you have for me here?
Just a couple minutes.
Okay, well, I guess I can. We can nutshell this thing, I suppose. No, I mean, I think what it really comes down to is that they didn't do enough in the off season to create a buffer, right? They don't have an emergency chute, they don't have a safety net, and I think there was a lot of potential for this team. You know, the thought was that they would be middling, right? Mediocre, but maybe okay if things broke well, which they did right out of the gates. But what we're seeing now is again, with any team, as injuries pile up, it's going to be a problem. But they didn't have enough, whether you want to call it talent, just depth, however you want to describe it, that they could withstand any kind of significant run of more than one or two injuries, right? Or maybe poor performance from some guys who were expected to be significantly better from what they have. So it's just there just wasn't enough margin for error, and we're seeing that now. Particularly when the offense that was constructed to be a great departure from what we've seen the last few years, and that looked like it was going to be successful in that regard, has regressed significantly to the mean. And so now we're seeing that the lack of power is not able to overcome, you know, kind of, or wouldn't overcome anyway, but the high contact, right, supposed to be getting on base, that just hasn't happened. And they have a lack of power, and so that can't make up for any of it. So it's a bunch of things all going wrong at once.
That's how it feels, that there's a lot of things that are not happening for this Cubs team. What's more to you? What's more troubling, that the pitching is injured and bad, or that the hitting can't come together?
The hitting to me is much more significant now. Again, to what extent they're going to continue with that, but that felt so much more intentional. You know, and I wrote about this quite a while back, just with the moves that they had made, and you know, whether it was guys they traded away, guys they picked up, they made an intentional shift to less power, more contact, that sort of thing. But what's really troubling is what we've seen with that and what comes from it. They've been surpassed for the league lead in grounding into double plays, which is kind of nice, I guess. That's a small victory, but they're still up near the top. When you make a lot of contact, especially when you don't have much power, a lot of it goes on the ground. That turns into a lot of double plays. They've only got six stolen bases, so they're near the bottom of Major League Baseball in that category. They don't have the balance on the flip side. The other thing that I found that's, to me, incredibly troubling is that they're pulling the ball at about a 43% rate, which is higher than they have in any Cubs team since 2005. They're pulling the ball more frequently. That's not going to get it done when you're not hitting it hard. And it strikes me, you know, if just as a baseball guy, if I were to say, hey, Lawrence, man, look at this team the Cubs have assembled. And they got, you know, Nicky Two Strikes, and they've got Nico Horner and all these guys. Not a ton of pop, but they're hitterish. You know, you would think, all right, they're going to be going oppo. They're going to find the little gaps. But nope, still got the shift. And when you're pulling a lot and you hit it on the ground, you do not have a lot of opportunities to establish and maintain rallies. And it's shown. They're just not scoring enough runs.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.